The .NET desktop development workload enables developers to build WPF, Windows Forms, and console applications using the .NET framework. The workload supports both C# and Visual Basic, and comes with many new features to aid in your development process, from code-based navigation to authoring and editing code to debugging and testing. To get started using the .NET desktop development workload, all you need to do is select the option in the Visual Studio 2017 installer. There are additional options available with this workload that you can select, such as F# language support and WCF project support. Once inside Visual Studio 2017, there are plenty of features to help you be more productive, starting with code navigation. With the new feature Go to All, accessed by using the menu option Edit, Go to, Go to All, or the keyboard shortcut Ctrl+T, you can easily find what you need, like searching for mainview.xaml. By searching for the string mainview, GoToAll conducts a fast and complete search across file name, type, members, or symbol declarations. The returned results can be further filtered using the icons at the bottom, such as searching only for files. With this, you can easily find what you are looking for. In this case, mainview.xaml. It's easy to get acquainted with an unfamiliar codebase using this feature. One area that has seen major improvements is with IntelliSense. You can easily add controls that reference namespaces not included in your XAML. By typing a user control that is not currently referenced in the XAML, you can easily add it. In this case, the user control next appointment title triggers an IntelliSense warning since the control's namespace is not included. Just like C# editing, you can use the lightbulb suggestion to add the proper namespace declaration to your XAML. Another namespace declaration improvement comes with easily renaming namespace prefixes. With a namespace prefix selected, you can use the menu option Edit, Refactor, Rename, or the keyboard shortcut Ctrl+RR to rename a prefix. The change in prefix is reflected in all other lines of the XAML, saving you time and effort. Another improvement to IntelliSense comes with filtering. When you start typing, IntelliSense will now filter to show more relevant results. In this case, typing CS returns results that are filtered due to the camel casing of column span. It's so easy to author your XAML. Another area with new features for .NET desktop developers is with debugging both your UI as well as code. A new useful feature available for WPF apps is XAML Edit and Continue. Using this feature to augment the existing UI debugging tools makes it easier to fix UI issues. When you find an issue with your UI, in this case, the font for the days of the week is too large, you can use the in-app tool menu at the top of the app to help diagnose your UI issues. Enabling selection mode allows you to choose an element in the UI that you want to drill down into. This will select the element in the Live Visual Tree. Clicking the Go to Live Visual Tree button will switch contexts. With the element selected, UI debugging tools makes it easy to view the source of the issue. After making a change to your XAML, in this case, the font size, you can look back at your running app and see that the runtime has been changed to reflect the new size. XAML Edit and Continue makes it easy to make tweaks to your UI and have it immediately reflected. These changes stay in your code after you stop debugging and are persisted after you save. Debugging XAML is made easier and faster with Visual Studio 2017. One last feature to note comes with debugging your C# or Visual Basic code. In this example, we've set a breakpoint at the beginning of this block of code for when a page navigation button is clicked. In the app, when the new appointment button is clicked, the breakpoint should be hit. If you wanted to see how each of these lines in this block of code is evaluated, you'd either have to use step through or set a breakpoint at the end of the block and run. Now you can use a new feature called Run to Click. When you hover over a line at the end of the block, there's a new play button icon. With Run to Click, when you click this icon, the app runs to that line that was clicked. You no longer have to set multiple temporary breakpoints to get to a target line. This is a quick and easy way to maintain context while debugging. All these features and so much more are available for developing WPF, Windows Forms, and console applications with the .NET Desktop Development Workload in Visual Studio 2017. So give these a try today.